Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
When I was 13, I faced a dilemma. I was about to be confirmed as a full-fledged member of the Catholic Church, a big deal back then. But I had to pick a confirmation name from a saint. The nuns at school rejected my first choice, Augustine. He was a 5th-century North African bishop and a true man of the world. He once said, "O Lord, help me be pure, but not yet." The other strike against him was that he thought religion should be kept out of politics. I was advised to find another saint. I thought of Augustine the other day when the Supreme Court ended the right to abortion, thereby enshrining Catholic doctrine into law. Around the same time, the justices also ordered the state of Maine to subsidize religious schools and okayed prayer in public schools. Meanwhile, conservative groups are fighting to give Christianity a privileged place in American life. My favorite saint must be rolling in his crypt. Church-state separation is an old idea, older than Augustine. Among its leading historical exponents were America's founders. They saw how theocracies trampled individual rights, and they didn't want that to happen here. Well, it is. Evangelical Christians have allied with Republican politicians to enact a mutual wish list, weakening America's public education system and channeling tax money into religious schools, promoting gun ownership as a quasi-religious act, outlawing birth control and gay marriage, undermining science, declaring America a Christian country, and of course keeping Republicans in power. If this stuff continues, America may or may not become a Christian country, but it sure will be a divided one. On the eve of my confirmation, I found a backup saint, Dominic Savio, an obscure 19th-century Italian kid who died of illness at age 14. At my ceremony, the bishop stumbled over his name. I don't remember why I chose young Dominic. Maybe because he once stopped a schoolyard gang war. He stood between the two factions and ordered them to throw the first stone at him. They dispersed. So, here goes. Knock it off, fellow Christians. We've had religious freedom in this country for 233 years without becoming a theocracy. You want a religious war? Okay, throw the first stone at me. I'm not afraid. I have a saint in my corner. I'm Don Dominic Savio Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.